Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome you all to another episode of It's Real. I'm your host, T Real. I got my co-host, Nizzy Nay, with me.
What's up, everybody?
What's going on, man? So let's just cut straight to the chase. We were supposed to air at 9 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It is 12:30. We have some technical things going on. We had to postpone the show. So definitely, like, my apologies to anybody who's been following the show, because I've been seeing the views skyrocketing, so I know people have been tuning in. And we definitely appreciate y'all. And, you know, just definitely want to apologize for our tardiness. Some technical issues going on that we had to take care of. But we're back on track. And, you know, don't worry. We're going to definitely try to definitely remain obedient at, you know, being at our proper time. So I definitely wanted to put that out, get that out there. So, yeah, definitely. Because, our views really have been going up. And, you know, I was just like, wow. I was just, my jaw, like, literally dropped to the floor. Like, people are really tuning in. Like, I mean.
Yeah. Especially with that Barbie, which I have to add that, you know, on the Barbie's episode, when we're talking about fake eyelashes, well, I seen some purple and blue and glittery fake eyelashes.
People have, like, been really, like, you know what I'm learning about doing this talk radio, that controversy is, people are in a controversy. That's the reason why the reality shows are so successful. Like, people are really into controversy. Like, when we do a show that's a more controversial topic, we get way more views. Like, when I say way more, you can't, I'm talking about like 6, 7, 8 times the amount of listens. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. Like, I'm looking right now. Barbies and That Time of the Month. Barbies and That Time of the Month. Those two shows got way more views than any other one. And then Long Distance Relationships just passed Obesity. You know, so that's cool to know that, you know, people are tuning into those too. But Barbies and That Time of the Month by far are the most. And it's funny because I thought, like, we did a Jodi Arias Life or Death Results show. I thought that was going to have the most listens, because, like, it's all in the news and newspapers and magazines. It's everywhere, you know. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, that's going to be the one that's going to get all the views. And that got, like some of the fewest views out of all our shows. That's, like, at the bottom. So I'm just like, wow. Like, it's funny how, like, you know, you think you have it figured out, but people like what they like. And controversy, people are definitely into controversy. Like, people want things they can debate. And people want real-life scenarios, things that they can relate to. And that's the reason why we chose to do the show how we do it. Like, we don't do celebrity gossip. Like, we don't do what Rihanna had on at the awards, or, you know, what's going on with Beyonce, or something happened to Lil Wayne and all that. We don't do that here. You know, we know we got the regular radio host that's on the radio stations that, you know, attend to stuff like that. So we let everybody do what they do. Everybody do what they're good at, you know. And what we do is talk about real life scenario. We don't play music. I noticed that some people with Blog Talk, some hosts from Blog Talk, like, play music. I was shocked. I was like, wow, like, was you ever expecting that, Nizzy Nay? Like, I never expected, like, hosts from Blog Talk to, like, play music, but hosts be, like, playing music on their shows. Like, they're like, all right, we're going to play some music, and they come back, like, 20, 30 minutes later. They play, like, 5 songs. I'm like, wow, really?
Yeah. I like a real live radio show.
Right. Like,
that's crazy.
It's definitely, yeah, it's like a real radio show. That's why I changed it. Like, I had it as It's Real Radio, changed it to It's Real Talk Radio, because we had to specify. We do talk radio. We don't play music. We don't do advertisements. I mean, hey, if somebody want to sponsor us, we'll gladly run your ad. Don't get me wrong. You want to sponsor us, we will we will sign that dotted line or whatever we got to do with open arms. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But until we, you know, have that situation, yeah, we don't, you know, we just, bam, we just go in. You know, it's no stopping, no pausing. Not knocking nobody else for doing what they do. I'm just saying this is what we do. Talk radio, live and direct, straight in your face, you know, all of that.
Right.
Let's
tell everybody what we're talking about tonight.
So tonight's show is about superstorms. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we deal with all year round, because even in the winter, we have, you know, like, you know, blizzards and snowstorms and stuff. If you live on the East Coast, then you definitely can relate to superstorms, because if you're anywhere across that East Coast line, right there, we're talking like New York, Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, I mean, all the way up and down the coast. Like, you know what those superstorms are like. Because, you know, we get hurricane season over here, and when we get it, we get it. Like, we remember Sandy and the devastation that caused all in Jersey, New York, Maryland. I mean, it was just everywhere. And the East Coast, like, we get hit hard. Like, we get hit hard. So for those of you on the West Coast, I know y'all probably hear it on the news, but you would have to, like, actually live here, like, to see it. Like, you literally come outside, and it's, like, just trees on the ground, everybody's power out, 200,000 people's power out, and that's in one city. One city, 200,000, like, that's how it be. Like, you know, we definitely get hit. And
And
we, as bad as we have it, we don't have it nearly as bad as the people in Oklahoma. So, you know, my thoughts, prayers, and condolences definitely go to every victim in Oklahoma, and that's really what inspired this show. Like, you know, that was a really unfortunate occurrence that happened with all of those tornadoes. And one thing we wanted to do is talk about, like, you know, the differences, because, you know, everybody doesn't know. A lot of people are like, you know, they just want to know if it's raining or if it's sunny. They don't care about tornadoes, hurricanes, or nothing like that, you know, as long as it's not happening to them in their town right now, you know. So people need to understand that, you know, the seriousness of this, and, like, you know what the differences are. Like, basically, all right, so you got your, you know, you got, like, a regular thunderstorm. That's nothing. That's something that you deal with all year round. It's nothing. Probably a few little kids crying because of the thunder. That's it. It's nothing. No biggie. Then you have tropical storms. So a tropical storm isn't as powerful as a hurricane. The winds have to reach a certain speed to be considered a hurricane. So a tropical storm is like a smaller version of a hurricane. You can still have gusty winds, trash cans knocked over, lightning striking. The same things that happen during hurricanes is not to that degree. So I think when I was reading it, I think it says something like the winds have to reach at least 70 miles an hour to be considered a hurricane. When winds pick up to about 70 miles per hour, And so the difference from the tropical storm and the hurricane is that wind power. When that wind power pick up, when you're talking about 100 miles an hour, 110, 20, 30, all the way up, that's when you start to deal with the hurricane. And the eye of the storm is the most powerful part of the storm. Now, I got my fingers crossed on that because I'm pretty sure that's true. But it's been a while. I used to, like, really study weather, like, a lot. You know, I haven't as much lately. So I'm crossing my fingers saying that. If I'm wrong, anybody can gladly feel free to correct me. But I believe the eye of the storm is the most powerful part of the storm. And hurricanes is definitely not something to take lightly. I mean, you're talking about very powerful. We see what happened with Katrina.
Right.
I mean, we all witnessed that. So you know hurricanes are nothing to play with. It might don't suck you up 30 feet in the air like a tornado do, but it's nothing to play with. You will literally get blown down the street. And it causes, like, a lot of floods and a lot of trees fall. It's not safe to be outside. You see what I'm saying? You feel me, Desiree? Like, it's not safe to be outside during hurricanes. Like, people need to know that because, like, people have gotten, you know, like, it seems like people are, like, you know, don't be worried about it. It's like, you know, people still be out driving and they still want to just be out and just doing whatever they're doing and acting like that they don't know a hurricane is coming.
I know, like, I don't watch, like, a lot of YouTube videos where people are literally just, like, just standing there, just looking at it, amazed by it, instead of running and taking their butt to
instead of taking cover, right?
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't understand. So basically, like, tornadoes and hurricanes is basically just a whole lot of wind is what you're telling me. Just a whole lot of wind. Does it have the whole rain involved
about
in it?
The hurricane. Yeah. Well, of course you're going to get that. You're going to get you get a lot of rain during hurricanes. That's part of the reason why, like, it leads to a lot of flooding. Like, when I was younger, I used to think, like, when they had flood watches, you know how they had the flood watch signal on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
I used to think that meant that, like, we was going to have this, like, end of the world, Noah's Ark type of deal going on where it rained for 40 days or 40 nights or something like that. Like, I used to think that's what it was. But, you know, really, it's like, if you live along the coastline, you right there by the sea. So a regular thunderstorm, a regular, like, powerful thunderstorm can cause flooding, you know. So flooding most of the time is just really due to, like, it rained hard and a lot of wind, and bam, you got your flooding, you know. But I it's funny. I used to really think, like the skies were just going to just, like, some end of the world type stuff, you know. And I realized, okay, I don't need to be worried about floods per se. I really need to be worried about, like, powerful storms. Like, is it powerful enough to knock a tree into your house? Like, during Hurricane Sandy, a guy, like, they had one guy talking on, I believe it was CNN, and he was saying how his father was in the house when while the hurricane was happening. You know how people have trees in front of their house, around their house? A tree. You know, when it rains really, really hard and the wind blows, this is one of the most dangerous things about hurricanes, because it's powerful winds and strong rain. So the rain makes the dirt moist, right?
Makes it
really moist. But the wind is blowing so hard, now the foundation of the tree, you know, by it being in the ground with all that dirt, well, all that water turns it moist, and so the wind blows and it knocks it out its roots. And trees come falling down and falling in the houses and on the ground. And that's why it's not safe to be outside. And I believe his father was asleep. I'm not 100% sure if he was asleep, but the wind knocked the tree over. The rain softened the moisture of the dirt, and the wind pushed the tree over, and the tree fell into their house and fell into the guy's bedroom and fell on his father and killed them. And you would never expect, like, you'd be thinking, like, oh, it's a hurricane, I got to worry about floods or lightning striking. A lot of people don't even think, like, man, trees be falling. So it's not safe to be on high levels. Like, if you are fortunate enough to live in a house, because I know some people live in apartments, and you might want to, if you have a friend or relative who has, like, a house with a basement or something, it's definitely safer to go and be on low grounds, because trees come crashing down, and if you're on that top floor and you're in a room where a tree is located, it could come crashing right on your head. And if you don't believe me, just look it up, just Google it, and you will find a number of reports that happening. That actually, it happens pretty frequently, like, you know, when it's, like, really powerful storms, hurricanes, and stuff like that. So people need to be mindful of that stuff. Understand the severity of the situation and know that, you know, you have to be cautious and be prepared and try to understand, like, these storms and what they're capable of. You know, it's all about survival tactics. It's you got to be prepared.
Yeah, because I remember we had like a little hurricane. I mean, it did a lot of flooding and everything, but nothing like Katrina or anything, but it did knock down a whole lot of trees. Because I live in an area where it's nothing, it's a lot of land and trees. I'm in, you know, nothing but mountains.
Right.
So it just knocked down a whole lot of trees. I mean, I know it hit a couple houses. The trees damaged a lot of cars, too. I've seen that it crashed. I've been seeing, like, trees crash into cars and all that. So it is very dangerous. And that was just a little minor thing. Like, we just got, like, a little hit of it. It was nothing really serious. Like, it hit us, but it wasn't nothing serious. It just knocked down a whole lot of trees. But that was it. But it was scary enough. I mean, I was a little bit younger, but still, I remember it. It was ridiculous. You definitely need to, you know, keep looking out on the news and everything, because I didn't even know the difference between a freaking tornado and a hurricane. Like,
A lot of people really don't. It's actually not uncommon, because a lot of people feel like, oh, that's that science crap. Look, I'm trying to, you know, hit this bar or go clubbing or go whatever, hanging with the fellas or go to my cousin's house or whatever it is they do on their normal routine. Like, people don't, you know, especially if a person lives somewhere that doesn't really have a whole lot of bad weather. And then now
right.
The storm is coming. It's like, oh, yeah, it's a storm, whatever. Like, I was shocked, like, how many people didn't know, like, about Sandy. I was like, wow, like, you ain't know? Like, no, this ain't no regular, this is serious. Like, they showed it on the radar. They said it's one of the, like, biggest storms ever recorded, like, ever. Like, when they showed it from the satellite view, it literally took up, like, it looked like, I ain't gonna lie, it looked like it was, like, the size of the whole United States on radar. I'm not gonna lie. It was huge. Like, it was so huge. It was massive. And I was like, wow. And I was like, wherever the eye that storm was going to be at, oh, my goodness. Like, it was just crazy. Like, and Jersey, I believe, caught it really, really bad on that storm.
It was New Jersey and New York.
Yeah, parts of New York, too.
New York City.
Caught it bad,
New York City hit it bad. Like, they said that in New York, there was 60, altogether in New York, there was 60 people that died, 43 people in New York City that
died. I did not know that, really?
Yeah. And then
In
New Jersey, New Jersey is pretty close to New York, there was 34 that died.
In Hurricane Sandy?
Yeah.
Wow.
So Hurricane Sandy was considered Category 3. Which is pretty bad.
Five is the strongest, so I mean, it's just up there.
Yeah, and it hit them bad. Like, it really, really hit them bad. I was amazed. I was like, what? Just doing a little bit of research. Like, you would be surprised. Like, I didn't know it was that bad. Like, I heard about it and everything else, but I didn't know that it actually affected a lot of states. Like, in all together in the United States, 125 people died. I didn't even know that.
It's not a game, man. It's not a game.
In freaking West Virginia and in Pennsylvania, too, which is very close to where I live. So I was like, man, it could have hit us, too.
So y'all didn't get, Sandy didn't hit where you live?
No.
It sure hit where I live.
No. I think it's because of the mountains. Like, we're lucky because we have all that mountains and stuff that sometimes doesn't It just doesn't get, we don't get it. Cause of the
so
mountain.
Y'all don't be getting hurricanes out there?
No. Because of the mountains. So, because of the mountains. Because of the mountains, some things just don't reach us. So, we get
lucky.
Yeah,
but I know in the wintertime y'all catch it, huh?
Yeah, we get a lot
like
of
when we get blizzards here,
snow.
I know y'all really catch it. Y'all must really catch it.
Yeah, we do. I mean, there was one year that we got a blizzard every weekend. Soon as Saturday hit, we had a blizzard. I mean, it would only last the weekend, but we got it every weekend. There was a blizzard. It's crazy.
That's one thing that, like, doesn't out of all of like the natural like the weather occurrences, blizzards is like the least, the one that bothers me the least. Like, you know what's crazy to me? Like, people be freaked out off of blizzards. It's like a blizzard. Oh, I gotta go to the store and get all this.
Yeah.
Stuff. I come through it and it's a blizzard, and then a hurricane coming, everybody chilling. I'm like, man,
yeah.
A hurricane to me is way more deadly. A blizzard is like more annoying than anything. It's like, oh, I'm gonna be snowed in, going to miss work. But a hurricane is like, all right, that's life threatening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And people be like really freaked out off of blizzards. Most of the time, you just got to dig yourself out. You might be snowed in a couple days. It's no big. I mean, it could be annoying. And there are, you know, reports of injuries and stuff, but very few cases are there. A lot of deaths during, like, blizzards. The most likely scenario of somebody dying is if they're not even enough to be outside just chilling and get stuck somewhere and get all, you know, mess around and freeze to death or something like that. I mean,
right.
Other than that, I mean, like, you know, that's
right.
Like, that's the blizzard is the least of my concerns. I mean, it's something to be concerned about. You people driving on the road and, you know, bad weather conditions and mess around and crash or something. But I mean, you got to be smart. You have to check the weather. You got to check. Technology is here for a reason. Check the weather and know that if it's a blizzard, don't be on the road. If you got to go to work, tell them, man, look. By the time I get off, that blizzard going to be there. Either I got to leave early or I ain't coming. I'm not risking my life for no job. Screw that. Like, I'm not going to be stuck on the road with no blizzard. Because they'll tell you, like, look, if you get stuck on the road, we ain't coming until the snow clears. So that's on you. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to think wise, you know.
Right.
Luckily.
Okay, go ahead.
Luckily, like, we are, you know, we... In Maryland, like, we don't really, I mean, we'll get them, but we don't get them as bad as, like, you know, some other places get them. Like, we don't, it ain't like this crazy super blizzard every year. So, luckily, you know, we kind of spared with that.
And that's why people are really, probably not really concerned about the hurricanes and tornadoes, because they really don't think that it's going to hit them until it does. With blizzards, it can hit everybody. Usually everybody gets blizzards unless it's something like Florida or something like that where it constantly stays warm. But they don't think that it's actually going to hit them until it actually does. With something like Sandy, where it affected a lot of people, affected a lot of states, and like they're still in debt because of it. Like, it's going to take them billions and billions of dollars to rebuild everything and get everything back to normal. I mean, they still got a whole bunch of donations. They still need a whole bunch of donations and all that from Sandy and Katrina. I mean, they're still in debt. Like in Katrina, they said, overall, the damage that they did was $81 billion. $81 billion. That's crazy.
That's definitely crazy.
And then $40 billion, which is not insured. So they don't have insurance on half the stuff that was damaged. So what are they going to do? They're going to need to get a whole bunch of donations and all that, and everybody's going to have to come together and help out. I seen it on a show where in New Jersey they are still like people are living on the streets because of the hurricane and I mean
like people still homeless.
Yeah, and they're literally giving out free food and all that. Like, I did not think that it affected, like, it did that much damage to where people are literally homeless and all that. And they're just people coming in from different areas and bringing food and clothes and all that because they don't have it. You see little kids on the street, they don't have anything.
Yeah, it's serious. Like,
it is. And they said, like, on the Jersey boardwalk and everything, it was, like, completely destroyed. Like, completely. It was gone. I was shocked.
That's why I want to say definitely anybody that has an opportunity, has some spare money, a little extra money, and debating on what you want to do, You know, definitely try to have some heart, and if you can, donate some money. Like, donate to the Red Cross or any organization that's out there to help victims of disasters like Katrina, Sandy, Oklahoma, you know, the tornadoes. Like, you know, definitely reach out because the devastation is catastrophic, like, on an unbelievable scale. Like, it'd be so many people are left homeless, so many people lost friends, family.
Yes.
And you know, I think it's all of our responsibilities that we're fortunate enough to not be victims, to not forget about those who were affected by it, and, you know, do what we can. Like, everybody can't just stop what they're doing on their daily lives and go out there and be a member of, like, you know, Red Cross or something and, like, literally go lend a hand. But, you know, if you got an extra $10, $20, that's something, you know. That definitely goes a long way, you know. So,
it does.
I mean, if everybody gives $10, you know, think about how much that would be if everybody did it. If, like, a million people gave $10, you know, it's $10 million, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely can't stress that enough. I mean, I'm definitely going to, you know, do my part too, you know, definitely, because people need help, and I hate seeing people like that. You know what I'm saying?
I do, too.
Like,
yeah.
That could have been any of us. We just were fortunate enough, like, to not be living in Oklahoma when those tornadoes happened. Like, most people know about the, because it's been on the media everywhere, and I noticed since then, there's been, like, a lot more, like, uploads of, like, tornado videos and stuff on, like, YouTube and stuff like that. It's like, it comes up, like, as soon as you push T, like, the word tornado pops up now.
Yeah.
It's like the talk of the town, because people are seeing, like, oh, we forgot. Twister was a long time ago. This ain't no movie. This is real. And tornadoes,
right.
Hundreds or thousands of tornadoes strike the U.S. every year. And so it's nothing new. But to hit a city like this, in this magnitude, and hit, like, a populated area the way these tornadoes did, was, yeah. That was just, you know, it's not that it doesn't. I can't say it never happens, but usually they strike, like, you know, like places like that's, like, not heavily populated, like counties, like, where there's, like, a lot of land and stuff, like, a lot of deserted areas really get them, a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, places where it's, like, you know, maybe farms and stuff like that, where it's just a bunch of land and stuff, you know, but that cities and a lot of buildings and houses and stuff. When you're talking about striking somewhere like that, I mean, you're talking about a lot of people, you know? So a lot of victims, you know, because it's a highly populated area. It's an article I was looking at online. I'm going to go over this article that was written on June 3rd. And I just want to say before I start that I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm like, you know, we always keep it real with y'all. I'm like super tired. It's 1 in the morning. We planned on starting at 9. We wasn't able to. It was 1. So, like, please forgive me if I, like, stutter or stumble, but I'm very tired, but I'm going to, try to get through it the best I can. I had to just get it out, you know. That's the one thing I like about having your own show. You know, it's like you can keep it real with the people that know what it is. It's like as long as you keep it real with them, they'll respect you, you know. But if you don't keep it real, now you created an awkward moment. Like, picture me being hit real tired, and I just start reading, and I'm just all over the place. And they're like, this dude is illiterate. You know, so always got to keep it real with the people. But the article is June 3rd, written by Michael Muscow. The death toll from last week's tornado that tore through Oklahoma rose to 14, three of whom were noted storm chasers. Remember the storm chasers? They were talking about that all on the news. As rescuers on Monday continued their search for survivors. As of Monday morning, the official count from the tornado, the latest in a series of twisters across the state, stood at 14 dead. One more that had been previously counted, according to a statement from the state medical examiner's office. The dead included 5 children and 9 adults. Authorities said that half a dozen people, many children, are believed to still be missing, and the hope to find them alive is fading. This comes on the heels of the deadly storm that tore through the Moore, Oklahoma area on May 20th, killing 24 people, including 10 children. That tornado carried winds in excess of 200 miles per hour. Can you imagine 200 miles per hour wind? You know what we have, like, storms here, like thunderstorms and stuff, and it's like 75 miles an hour wind, and Kansas blowing down the street with that. Can you imagine 200 miles an hour wind?
It's crazy. I know.
Making it a top-ranked storm in F5 is measured on the enhanced Fujita scale. Now, in F5, y'all remember the movie Twister? That big tornado that was chasing them at the end? That's an F5. That is the most powerful, because it's all based on, like, wind speed and, I think, size. But F5 is, like, the highest tornado. So that's, like, the most deadliest. By comparison, Friday's tornado, which moved along Interstate 40, was an F3 with winds between 136 miles per hour and 165 miles per hour. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallin on Sunday said that 115 people had been injured. The damage was not limited to Oklahoma. Officials on Monday reported that the death toll from storm-related flooding in Arkansas had risen to 5 in the mountains near Wise City, 125 miles west of Little Rock. Friday's tornado also slammed the areas west of St. Louis, leaving more than 150 homes damaged or destroyed. Remnants of the storm could be felt as far away as New England and South Carolina. That's crazy. The National Weather Service was predicting more storms in the Northeast, but a lesser pace than during the weekend. Storms brought down trees and utility poles, like I told y'all, leaving as many as 12,000 people without power on Monday morning in Vermont. You know what? You don't hear about Vermont so much. I almost forgot that's a state. I almost pronounced it wrong. Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Over the weekend, as many as 40,000 people were without electricity. So that's crazy, man. Like, killed 24 people. Then more tornadoes came back. Like, everybody was getting over that situation. And then more tornadoes come back and kill 14 more people. So, I mean, that just goes to show you, like, tornadoes, I mean, they are, like, it's like death just twirling, a twirling cloud of death just coming right at you. And, like, when you watch it, like, I was watching the videos on YouTube, I mean, when you hear it, like, you literally can barely hear the people talking that's right in front of the camera because it's so loud. So can you imagine actually being there witnessing one? Can you imagine knowing it's coming your way, you hear the wind blowing, windows starting to break? Can you imagine that?
Well, no.
That's crazy. Like, it's not a game. That's why people need to know, like, this is serious stuff right here. Like, when it's a tornado watch, stay your behind home. Like, don't be trying to go to the mall or to the store and all that stuff, man. Stay home. When there's a hurricane, chill out. Find something to do. You got internet and cable or something, hey, man, find some entertainment in the house. Like, don't, especially when you got kids, like, don't put your kids at risk like that. This stuff is
right.
You hear the reports. You hear all these people that's been injured and killed. It's not a game. Like, I just can't imagine, like, seeing a funnel cloud come out the sky, land on the ground, and just start just coming, just tearing everything in its path. Like, if you are in the direct path, the best thing you can do, really, they say, is to, like, if you're able to, like, first of all, you need to be in low ground. So, you know, if you're fortunate enough to have a basement, which a lot of people in Oklahoma, a lot of their homes aren't designed with basements, and that's very unfortunate because they get a lot of tornadoes. You need to be in as low ground as possible. If you don't have a basement, get in a closet and protect yourself. Like, protect your face, protect your body, but definitely your face, because a lot of people get hit in the head with things, flying objects, and that can kill you without even a tornado actually sweeping you up in it. But a flying object, even like a toy, can kill you, because think about how, like, fast the wind, how hard the wind is blowing. So imagine a toy hits you, coming at you at 150 miles an hour, a toy hits you in the head. You're done.
Right.
It don't even matter if it's plastic. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta protect your face and your body. Like, if you got a baseball helmet or something, that would be, you know, that's really fortunate. A bike helmet or something, definitely put it on. Hockey helmet, something. Throw something over your head and try to, like, get like a if you're able to, like get in like a closet space, and get like a they say it's good to, like, have a mattress. That'll probably provide you probably just about the best protection you could ask for. If you can't get the mat, because that's a lot to ask for, especially somebody like me. I got a queen. There's no way I'm going to be able to, unless I be in my room. But my room is on the second floor, so that's not safe. So I can't log a queen-sized mattress down two flights of steps. I probably couldn't even get it in my basement. That's unrealistic. So grab some blankets, as many blankets as you can, and some pillows. And I would just say, like, get in, like, a closet area. Even if you're in a basement, if you got a closet in your basement, get in a tightly compacted area and, like, get into a ball on the floor and, like, cover your head with, like, pillows and blankets as much as possible, and just, like, really just smother yourself with as much possible cushion as possible. Close your eyes and just pray. Count your blessings, and, you know, hopefully you'll make it. The fortunate part is people do survive, like, tornadoes. Oh, so, you know, not trying to, you know, really scare people too much. Like, people do survive them, but, you know, you have to put yourself in a position to have a better chance of survival. So it's not something you can ignore. Like, for y'all young folks, like, don't be trying to go to the basketball court when there's a tornado watch and a hurricane coming and all that stuff. Like, you know, you can play basketball anytime, man. Go in the house. If you want to talk to your friends, talk to them on the phone. Don't put your life at risk like that. Like, don't, you know, it's just not worth it. You see what I'm saying, Izzy-Nay?
Yeah, most definitely. Make sure that you are somewhere safe when this, even if it's just a warning, you never know. Just like all these other areas that I bet you they didn't expect to get hit like that. So you definitely want to make sure you're somewhere safe, even if it's just a warning, because it could happen to any of us. And it doesn't just affect the place that they're so-called, you know, having a warning on. It can affect a lot of places. Your family could be out there too. So you want to make sure they're safe, you're safe. So definitely, definitely make sure you go somewhere that it is safe, you're protected. Definitely somewhere underground. They always say somewhere underground, somewhere. If you don't have a basement and your neighbor does, I'll be running over there next door. Look,
hey, please,
I got a basement.
Let me in your basement. I'll pay you, please. Please, you got me in your basement. I'm begging, boy. Like, if I knew,
you're
like,
right.
A tornado was, like, it's all in the news. Like, the tornado has landed, and it's coming to northeast, and I live northeast. I'm like, please, I'm in your basement. Like,
yes.
Seriously, I don't, man. I will pay you. I don't care. Get me out. Nah, I'm not trying. Listen, I'm not trying to go out like that, man. Seriously.
I know.
I ain't
I'll
trying to go
be
out
banging
like that,
on
man.
Each door until somebody lets me in. I ain't playing. Luckily, we have a basement, so everything is cool. But we all gotta work together, cause it kills a lot of people. It really does. Like I did when I seen with Katrina, there was 1,500 people that died. 1,500. That's how bad it hit. 1,500, cause they probably when the whole warning thing was going out for this whole big storm, nobody didn't think that it was going to really hit that bad. And they were probably at work or doing whatever they do on normal days, you know, and it just hit them. But they didn't go nowhere safe to protect themselves. They were out and about. You got to definitely take that kind of stuff seriously because you never know.
Exactly.
It definitely hit you.
And it's definitely not safe to be outside. Like, definitely can't stress that enough. Like, your car, being in your car and, like, a tornado, not even safe in a hurricane because, like, you know, trees fall and all that stuff. So it's not safe in a hurricane, and it's definitely not safe in a tornado. Listen, you're not going to outdrive a tornado. Like, stop living in a fantasy world. You don't have a rocket. You don't have a rocket ship. You're not outrunning a tornado. So don't, you know, I'm going to just go ahead and ride. I'm in the car. I'm good. No, you're not good. You're in greater jeopardy than people in their homes. Like, you need to get out of that vehicle and get and seek shelter. You know, don't be trying to, and when out, you know, like, don't, like, go to Walmart and try to, like, no, that's not, no, because that place is exposed. It's so open, like. Don't try to be in those stores. If you got a choice, if you just so happen to be there, then you got to do what you got to do. Being in a congested area, a tightly compacted area with cover and cushion is the most safest thing you can do. Like, they lift cars up. Tornadoes lift cars up off the ground and toss them sometimes hundreds of feet into the air. Like, they just go airborne. You don't want to be in a vehicle and a tornado come and sweep you off the ground. So it's definitely not safe. Plus, things fly. You know, windows break, and all types of objects are lifted up and flying around and coming, flying through the windows. And that's how a lot of people are actually murdered. Like, people think the tornadoes are killing these people themselves. Not necessarily. Like, a lot of times the objects that's flying around in the tornadoes hit people and kill them and crush them. You know, so it's not safe to be in your vehicle. It's not safe to hide under a bridge because a lot of flying objects come twirling around. And yeah, see, like, if you are under a bridge or something, they was talking about that. I seen it the other day on CNN. If you like under a bridge or something, first of all, you in a vulnerable area, so you can end up getting sucked up in it. It's not wise, you know. And then you got all of the debris. You ain't got no protection. You need to be in shelter. Seek shelter. That's the best thing you can do. And as far as what you were saying about, like, you know, like, people working and stuff, like, these jobs, like, need to be, like, I don't know what the law is on that, but no one should be required to have to work, except for people who are, like firemen and maybe, like, police and stuff like that that have to, like,
right.
be able to save people and rescue people, but no one should be required to come to an office job when it's like a tour, you know, or you drive a bus, you know,
right,
like that.
Right.
Like,
your
job is like drive a bus. Like, there's no way you should be required to come to work. I don't care if it's just a storm watch a toy they don't watch. I don't care. Like, people should not be required to come to work in those type of conditions, because a lot of people lose their lives like that. Like, a lot of those people that was in that Oklahoma, a lot of people are just getting off of work. You know, now it's understandable people are trying to get their kids. That's one thing. But, like, as far as, like, picture you at work, and it's like, you know, y'all knew that, you know, it was the love man was saying, yes, and looks like we probably going to have some tornadoes touching down. Try to be home if you can. And you're like, you ask your boss, like, yeah, they're talking about tornadoes coming, and you live somewhere where y'all have tornadoes, like Oklahoma. And you're like, I want to leave early, man. It's not safe. I want to go home and see Shout Down. I don't want to take the risk. And your boss is like, if you leave, you're fired. And it's like, what? And then you're like, I can't leave my job. I got to pay my mortgage. All right, I'm going to stay. And then as you're leaving home, you turn around and you see this big funnel cloud behind you. That is just wrong on so many levels. Like, I think any employer that forces their employees to be at work under those type of conditions and put their lives at risk deserve to be terminated. That's how I feel. Like, you putting your employees' lives at risk. Like, you should never. The only time that should be a requirement is if, like, you're a firefighter or something like that. Police.
Right.
You know, that type of national, like, you know, guard or something like that type of thing. Like,
right.
You know, like, paramedic or something.
Yeah.
Nowhere in this world should you be required to risk your life like that to go to an office job or, like, you know, like a regular job. Like, you know, nowhere in this world.
I know. Like, even out here, like, even when they're calling for, like, a really bad blizzard, they'll still require you to come in, even though it has already started and all that. They'll still require you to come in and then get mad if you don't show up or you call off, if you can't even get out your house. Like, that's how crazy people are. Like, they don't care about, some places just don't care about, you know, you taking a risk before going out to get to a freaking job. They don't really care. Some places are like that. They still want you to come in. They still want you to do your job. Just some places don't care if you're risking your life to go out your house to get to work. They don't care. I've been in situations like that. Or the weather was just really to the point where it was really bad. To where I didn't even think I was going to make it. And then they're mad at me because I want to call off. Like, it's how it is. And people really need to think about that. And even with, like, mornings with tornadoes and hurricanes, they don't care because they don't think that it is going to hit us. To, like, oh, you still need to come in. We don't see nothing happening. Ain't nothing going to happen to us. So they still want us to come in. What if it did hit us? Just that one day, it finally did reach us. Then what?
Exactly.
Because
like, that stuff is not predictable. So, like, when it comes to, like, something like a tornado, it's like, all right, well, if it's a tornado watch, you don't know if it's going to land, and if it does, where exactly it's going to land at. Like, just because where you live has never, like, you know, in your lifetime, hasn't had, like, reports of, like, tornadoes, like, touching down, like, literally just sweeping through the city, doesn't mean it won't happen. Like, what happened in Oklahoma, they're still trying to, like, scientists and researchers are still trying to, like, understand, like, you know, the nature of it, like, how it really works. Like, they understand a good amount, more than they ever have before, but they still have a lot to learn. You know, there's videos, documentaries with scientists talking about it, like storm chasers and all that. Like, you know, they still studying. That's why these storm chasers risking their lives for the greater good of everybody, like, trying
crazy
to save lives. So, like, you know, I mean, like, I mean, I got to tilt my hat to anybody that's willing to take on that job because, I mean, that's a very brave job. They're not doing it just for the thrill. Like, they're trying to learn new information and learn how to be able to save people. And definitely, you know, my condolences to the families of, like, the storm chasers who, you laughing at me? The storm chasers who, you know, lost their lives in those tornadoes. It's a very brave job, and I got to tilt my hat to them. Very brave, very, very courageous, and they saved so many lives, and I think all three of those storm chasers that were killed deserve some type of ceremony or something, you know, like,
yeah, like a really
some type of medal
ceremony.
Or something, like,
yeah,
you know, gotta pay homage, like that, the job that brave, you know, definitely. Because without them, what will we know about these things? How we know how to, anything other than it's coming? That's it. You just know it's coming.
Right.
You don't know what to do or nothing. It's coming. That's it.
Right.
You know? So the weathermen, even the reporters that report the stories, the reporters, the weathermen, the storm chasers, everybody that's involved with, you know, getting the message out there, everybody involved in it, like, you know, definitely, you know, as the people, we definitely appreciate it. And, you know, we don't know where we would be without y'all, definitely.
Definitely. Definitely, because it's a crazy job to me. It's a crazy job. But I've seen some videos where they literally are risking their lives. I mean, I've seen them to where they're literally like 8, 9, 10 feet away from a freaking tornado or hurricane, but they sound so thrilled and so excited about it. Like, they're just really, really into it, chasing this. And I'm just looking at it like, you people are crazy. Y'all are crazy. But I guess, you know, just like you said, like, we wouldn't know so much as we do now if it wasn't for them chasing these crazy storms. Like, we wouldn't know all this information if it wasn't for them. Because, I mean, how would we know? How would we know how fast it's going and how it affects, what's it throwing at us, and how to save our own lives from this crazy storm? Like, how would we know until somebody actually goes out there and really sees it for themselves? Like, they really, I couldn't believe it. Like, literally, that video, like, literally, they're in the car. And he's like, they're not even, I don't even like they're driving fast, like they're in a rush to leave. Like, literally, they're still filming.
They be excited. They be thrilled over that stuff, man. That's crazy.
I know.
Like, hey, don't lose it. Don't lose it. Stay on it. Like, they just trying to follow it. Like, I'm trying to get away. Like,
I'm
in the
debris and
all
that.
I don't care about catching it on film. Look, that's the reason why you don't see, you notice, I ain't going to lie, I'm not saying there's not none, I've not seen a black storm chaser. There's probably some out there, maybe, probably, more than likely, but I've not seen none, because you know black people, man, we're going the other way. I'm not even going to go as far as taking out my camera phone to snap a one picture. I'm gone. Whatever way it's going, I'm going the other way. I don't care. I don't care if it's going south, I'm going north. I don't care about capturing it on film or nothing. I'm out. I would be fired the first day as a storm chaser. I would. I'd be fired the first day, because as soon as I see a touchdown, I'm out. I'm not even going to, like, sit to watch to see what direction it's going. I mess around and run right into it, trying to get away so fast, don't even know which way it's going. Screw that, man. Screw that. You know how it always happens. The black man always the first one to die in the movie. I ain't going out like that. I'm out. I'm Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, man. I'm out of there. For real, man. Like, get that. That's one way I'm not trying to go out, man.
I know.
Flying 200-300 feet in the air. No, thank you. No, I will pass. Being smacked in the face with a cow, I will pass. No. Being hit by a car, not hit by a car crossing the street, a flying car coming at me at 100 miles an hour. I will pass. No. I'm out, man. I'm out. Like,
I cannot imagine that.
It's crazy, man. Like, they really be there. It's just, like, they just be there watching it. Like, it was one video I seen on YouTube. Someone caught 5 tornadoes touching down simultaneously. I think it was 5 of them. I believe it was 5. I think it was one of the first times, if not the first time, one person caught that many tornadoes touching down, at least on the home video camera, because it was like a home video.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just sitting there talking, like, looks like one's coming this way, Bill. Like, yeah, I think it is. Like, just chilling. Like, it ain't nothing. Like, it's nothing. Like, I'm like, it's coming this way. I'm all right. I'm ducking for cover or something. I'm not sitting there, like, filming, like, trying to see what it's going to do. I'm out, man. I'm forget that.
But
man.
It's a thrill to them, though. It's
that.
A thrill.
No, this wasn't, these wasn't storm chasers. They was, like, regular people.
Really?
Hey, you know they
no.
wasn't black, though. They definitely wasn't black, that's for sure. Because the video would have been, like, 3 seconds. It'd be like a tornado. Boop. Video off. Oh, that quick. It would have been over. Shoot, man. Over. Nah, screw that. We all see the horror movies. It's the same ending every time. Black people go first.
That's
shoot,
true.
That's
we don't play around.
Yeah, nah. Forget that. Nah, buddy. But definitely, man, there's a lot of brave people out there that are on top of that. I won't be signing up, but I tilt my hat to everyone that does it.
Right.
Why don't you go sign up, Nizzy Nay? Why don't you go ahead and be a storm? Sign up for to be a storm chaser.
Nah, that's all right. That's all right.
And then learn some stuff and then school me, you know. So you go out and do
nah.
Work.
You how about we do it together?
Learn the information for me.
Will we do it together? Remember, you're my partner.
Nah,
you can
do it. You can just say, I don't want to babysit
you. No,
you
can do it.
And, like, I don't want to hold your hand. I don't want to make you feel like I'm trying to, like, be like your father. And, you know, I don't want to hold your hand or nothing. So I'm going to let you be a big girl. You're a big girl. You go ahead and go ahead and do it. And just let me know how the experience was.
Nah, that's all right. That's right. You can hold the camera and all that. And, you know.
Hey, look, as long as I'm home controlling the cameras at home. And
no,
you're the
you
one
ain't going to be
filming,
home.
I'll
no,
control
you
the
ain't
going to
be home.
I'll,
no,
I'll be home
be
controlling
home.
Those monitors while you are out filming.
No, you're going to be out there with me filming.
You know how stupid we would look, two black people trying to chase a storm? You know how stupid we would look out there? Don't know what the heck we doing, just out there, just, there it is, there it just touched down. Come on, you're losing it, come on.
People would be
it.
Probably
it's
just looking
gone.
At us, looking at us, because we just two black people out there doing it.
That's
that,
one
I mean,
of those
that's,
moments, like, if that was a movie, that's one of those moments, and you see two black people chasing a storm, you're like, oh, they about to die. Automatically, because it's like black people don't have no business out there trying to chase a storm or doing nothing outrageously, courageously, really dangerous. Like, it's just, we don't have no business doing that stuff. Hey, I tilt my hat to white people because they do it, but they're good at it. And a lot of times they come away scot-free, you
right.
know? And, you know, hey, I definitely give them credit. But, you know, black people, man, we try that stuff, man. The outcome ain't good, man. That's all I'm going to say. The outcome don't be good. So we know better. We know our boundaries. We'll stick to dunking on people, catching touchdowns, you know. We stick to that type stuff, you know. Leave the other stuff to the vets, man.
Most definitely. I ain't going out there.
Hey, you know, I saw you one black person that would, or a group of black people that would, like, go do something like that, anything for a dollar. Fames. You give a junkie $20, here go chase a storm. He's like,
oh,
my
goodness.
Oh, camera? Oh, you just give me, oh, I got to film it with a camera? All right, cool. Don't know
oh
nothing about
goodness.
It, right? But here's my look. He's so He want that crack so bad, he will do it. He'll actually be successful. He'll go out there, won't die. He'll film it, come back in like 10 minutes. Like, yeah, I got it. I got it on film.
He's now
like,
give me my money.
How you did it in 10 minutes? Like, you went like three states over just to film it. Like, how did you do all that, come back in 10 minutes? And he need that hit. He need that hit. You're going to make it happen, man. I've seen some crackheads do some incredible things when it comes down to it. I think crackheads
is
the only ones. I think crackheads is the only ones that could do it successfully. I've never seen a crackhead on a crack mission and end up like dying or getting hurt. I mean, they might get hurt as far as like on some street money exchange type stuff, but as far as like, oh, you need me to go do this for some money real quick? Okay, cool. They'll be back. They'll be back. I don't care what it is. I don't care.
I don't know who you be hanging out with, then.
See, I live in the city. See, you live out yonder, so you're not used to it. You don't know about them city crackheads. They're a different breed, man. I don't know how we got on the subject of crackheads, but... they do some incredible stuff, man, for real. You can tell them, man, build a house. How much you paying? You gonna give me $100? I'll build your house. Give me 3 days, man. 3 days, man. 3 days. Come back, house built, top to bottom. 3 days. Where my 8-ball at? Let me stop. I'm tired, y'all. Don't pay me no mind. I'm tired, man. I ain't used to doing shows this late. I'm tired, man. Y'all gotta excuse me, man. Hey, man, I don't know. I'm tired. I think we got to end this show early, man. I'm sitting here talking about crackheads. I think it's time.
It's about time to wrap it up. It's past your bedtime. It's time for you to call it night.
Oh, my goodness, man. That was crazy. Man.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, before we go, man, just once again, I can't stress it enough, man. You know, definitely my condolences to all the families of people who lost loved ones. You know, my thoughts and prayers are to all those who are injured, and like the tornadoes and, you know, any occurrences that have been happening. But, you know, like the tornadoes was like, you know, it was like, you know, a lot of people hurt and killed. So definitely my condolences to all the victims and families and everybody.
Yeah.
Just want everybody to be safe and be cautious. That's the reason why we do shows like this. We're not no experts. We're not people that went to school and got degrees on it and all of that stuff. We haven't been studying it for 20 years or nothing. But we do our research and, you know, try to, you know, get as much valid information out there to the people as possible. And we see that people are listening. The views are rising. And definitely thank everyone for tuning in. And we're going to continue to always keep it real, but, you know, do our best to try to give y'all that true, authentic talk radio. No Hollywood gossip and rumors over here. It's all about that realness, real stuff that real everyday people can relate to, you know, stuff that we can't relate to, no $100 million mansion or, you know, nothing like that, buying baseball teams, basketball teams, or, you know, being a superstar in Hollywood, and, you know, none of that stuff. But, you know, we all can relate to stuff like, you know, baby mama drama, superstorms, and, you know, why people abuse their kids so much, and, you know, just, you know, the stuff that everyday people can relate to, like, you know, the struggle with work and all of that stuff, you know, the everyday things that we got to go through. So, and that's what we're going to continue to give y'all. Most definitely. So y'all continue to keep on rocking with us. We're going to keep rocking with y'all. And we're going to keep bringing it every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. So we want to definitely thank everyone for tuning in. Once again, you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real.
I'm your co-host, Ms. Nay.
Special thanks to all our callers and live listeners. You can catch us on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-838-9540.
Facebook us at Israel Talk Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Israel Radio MD. Or you can just shoot us an email at IsraelTalkRadio@yahoo.com.
Peace and love to everybody. Stay tuned for the next episode. Good night.
Everybody, good night.